We'd like to welcome everyone. Today we're starting a new series on this website called Great Resolutions. And in this series we'll be considering the lives of the saints who have gone before us. My name is Marty Robert, and with me today is Bill Lawson. And together we'd like to just fellowship our enjoyment of the biographies. And we feel we'd like to start out with the first program, sharing that there's a real value in reading and considering biblical and historical biographies. And maybe in the beginning, Bill, we could start the fellowship how Brother Lee shared with us many times, especially when we were in the Old Testament life studies, that among God's people, there were always some who made great resolutions in their heart. I guess that was brought out in the training on the life study of Judges. I don't know if you recall that at that time.
Yes, of course, I was in serving the Lord in Moscow, Russia at that time, Marty, but I still remember from the video how burdened he was that we would know something about the saints who have gone before us and who lived a life of a real purpose and had great resolutions of heart and great searchings of heart.
It's really good that we could consider some of these ones. Of course, the Bible itself is filled with biographies of these ones who had great searchings of heart and great resolutions of heart. And also, I think Brother Lee made the comments many times that we're standing upon the shoulders of all these ones who have gone before us. So in this program and in this series, we'd like to consider some of these ones, some of these saints who have gone before us, how they lived, what purpose they saw, even maybe they didn't see totally what we have been brought into today, but they stood with the Lord during their time when they were living on the earth, and they turned their hearts to the Lord and learned to cooperate with him for the Lord's will to be done on the earth at their time.
That's really so, Marty. I think because the vast field of church history and all the biographers and biographies and so on is so great that we probably just want to plan and highlight just some of the key persons from our heritage in church history, and we'll just begin to study their contributions to the Lord's progressive recovery.
Yeah, I think it's true. We really want to view these in light of the Lord's recovery, so we want to each program just take some aspect of what the Lord's revealed through these ones. You know, some of these ones were used by the Lord to recover the believers back in their normal experience of Christ. Maybe other ones recovered some aspects of the truth. And of course, we know some, like Zinzendorf, began to practice the proper church life and bring the believers into a proper practice of oneness. So I think it's very worthwhile. I know you have spent time, and I have also, reading some of these biographies, and I think it can really profit all of us and hopefully our listeners here on this program, that we'll just take little portions each time we get together.
That's good, Marty. You know, today in my library here, I'm sitting in my library, I'm looking at my bookshelves here. I have about 200 biographies. I didn't realize I had so many books, so many biographies. So I counted about 200 today. So, of course, a good number I have read and a good number I have not read. But something was put into me many, many years ago to begin collecting these biographies. Of course, I do travel a lot around the world. And many times I'll get a little bit of time and go into these old bookstores. And so now I'm looking at this bookshelf of about 200 biographies. So, but we'll just, we won't go through all of them, but we'll get to some of the key ones that Brother Lee recommended. Brother Lee, of course, did not recommend all the biographies, but he did recommend some particular ones that have particular spiritual help for us to see something concerning how the Lord moved in the lives of these other people, and yet through the centuries how the Lord has brought forth progressive light, truth, and revelation to bring us to the Lord's recovery today. In other words, these ones that have gone before us, they saw pieces like a jigsaw puzzle. Mm-hmm. They saw something, but they didn't see the whole picture.
Right.
But when Brother Watchman Nee and Brother, you know, Witness Lee came along, the Lord unveiled to them the whole picture, and they put all the pieces together of the jigsaw puzzle so we could see the whole picture. And that, of course, that's this marvelous truth concerning God's New Testament economy. And when we look at that whole picture, then we can see the contribution that each of these individual saints had in the whole picture. But in our age and lifetime, we see the whole picture. But we want to look at the different pieces of the puzzle through the centuries, realizing that today we have the whole picture concerning God's New Testament economy.
Amen. That's really good. Well, one question that might come up right away in the beginning is, what is the value, or what purpose should we study church history, and what is the value of reading biographies? So I think you and I talked about this a little bit, and today I think we want to address maybe possibly just three reasons. And the first one is that the Lord used people to reveal divine revelation. We know this is true, of course, in the Bible itself. Actually, the Bible is probably a book, you could say, it is filled with biographies. And the Lord often used a person, or even more simply, even the person's name, to reveal something of his truth or of his heart's desire to us. Of course, we know Brother Lee shared with us even the very beginning in the book of Genesis. We have the biography of eight great men in the beginning of the whole Bible. Then we have someone like Enosh. Even his very name was revealing something to us, that man is frail and mortal. And the Bible tells us in Genesis 4:26 that it was at the time that Enosh was born that men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And I think in the life studies there, Brother Lee said, this is a revelation to us, showing us that we need to be the weak ones in order to receive and enjoy the riches, so that we also would call upon the name of the Lord, just like Enosh did.
I think that's very good. To receive the divine revelation is a great matter. And I think, Marty, another matter is that these biographies help us to be nourished and fostered for our growth in life. Many times when our experience of the Lord is somewhat lacking, it's good to consider the biographies of different ones in the Bible and also in church history. Even Brother Lee said that by feeding involves a presenting of patterns either from the Bible or from church history. By reading the biographies of saints throughout the ages, we nourish ourselves and experience a kind of fostering. The point here is that the best way to feed others and foster them is to give them a proper pattern. No pattern is no fostering. So in our experience, many times when we read these Christian biographies, I mean, I think you can testify to, they are inspiring many times. I remember I have a biography, Marty, on Martin Luther, and you know, the life of Martin Luther by a man named Daubigny. And it inspired. I can still remember the thing, reading it about 10 or 15 years ago, when Luther went to a library and his hands touched a Bible for the first time. Wow. And he opened the Bible, and it became a new world to him. When Luther first touched a Bible there, you know, he was a monk and in the Catholic Church. But that has inspired me even to this day, that the way that that biographer brought out how Luther touched his hands on a Bible and began the Reformation. That was very inspirational to me. So we're inspired, and we also have our hearts warmed to pursue the Lord afresh.
Right, right. I think that's a real key. I know many times when I've come to a biography, that's probably one of the things that happens the most, is your heart is really warmed. And sometimes it makes the truths that we're learning become so real in our experience. One example I think of, Bill, is of course, probably one of the more popular biographies is the one of James Hudson Taylor. And I really appreciate what Brother Lee mentioned here, that by viewing a pattern, we can really be nourished and cherished, and there's a real fostering to help us grow. Now, of course, in the church life, of course, we've all learned about the Lord's love, and we've learned about consecration. But sometimes these still may be a little bit theoretical to us, but when you read a biography, you can really see it lived out in a believer. And I think of this story of Hudson Taylor. I was recalling the one, especially when he was about ready to leave England, his first time to go to China. I'd just like to read a little portion here out of his biography when he was getting a sending off from his mother. He said, "My beloved mother had come over to Liverpool to send me off." He said, "Never shall I forget that day, nor how she went with me into the cabin that was to be his home for nearly 6 long months. With his mother's loving hand, she smoothed his bed that he was sitting on, and she sat down by his side and joined in him in the last hymn they would sing together before parting. Hudson said, "We knelt down and she prayed. This was the last mother's prayer I was about to hear before I leaving for China. Then notice was given that we must separate and had to say our goodbye." Hudson Taylor said he didn't know if he would meet his mother again on the earth after that departure. He said, "For my sake, she restrained her feelings as much as possible. And they began to part. She went ashore, giving her blessing. Hudson stood on the deck of the boat, and when she followed the ship as it went through the dock gates, Hudson said, "We passed through the gates, and the separation really commenced. Never shall I forget the cry of anguish wrung from that mother's heart." He said, "It went through me like a knife. I never knew so fully until then what God so loved the world meant." And he said, "I'm quite sure my precious mother learned more of the love of God for the perishing in that 1 hour than in all her life before." Well, that little story, Bill, I think it's so touching to see the consecration of the saints who went before us like this is very helpful, and it really does warm our heart and cause us to pursue the Lord afresh.
That's really so, Marty. Also, I think number three, these biographies also, they enable us to gain a real perspective as to where we are today in the Lord's move. The Lord has been moving through the ages, and he moved through these believers who contributed much to the Lord through the ages. And we are really standing on the shoulders of those who have gone before us. We have a lot to learn, no doubt, from church history, and we can receive much from the contributions of our forefathers. Brother Lee also mentioned that he told us that frequently he was grateful to all the help that he gained from being perfected by Brother Watchman Nee. And many times, I think you can testify too, Marty, how many times Brother Lee told us personally that Brother Nee gave him the proper understanding of church history from the first century until today. He shared with me, with Brother Lee, the biographies of nearly all the founders of the different denominations, and he perfected me with respect to the inner life, the church life, and the Lord's move. This has also really inspired me that he put into Brother Lee a foundation of church history, the biographies of the great saints through the ages, the inner life people, and all those that contributed much to the Lord through the ages. And we can learn from Brother Lee, and we have, as Brother Lee learned from Brother Nee, and of course Brother Nee learned from so many of those biographers and those believers in the past.
Amen. That's really good. Well, Bill, I think for the most part, we feel the biographies are so valuable and it's so helpful. But I think to be faithful, there is some word of caution that we need to exercise some discernment as we read through the different biographies. Of course, you know, I mentioned once to you that you take a biography like Madame Guyon, we might be really helped to see how she had such an intimate relationship with the Lord, but we don't necessarily take everything. You know, here she had also had a statue of Mary that she had in her room, and we know that she prayed to Mary, so we need to exercise some discernment.
Right.
We receive the benefit and the value that these saints before us can render us, but we also need to be careful as we read. I know you have some portion on this that you received from Brother Lee.
Right, Marty. Brother Lee, back in 1984, he was fellowshipping about the matter, and he said the better Christian biographies are those concerning people like, he mentions, Hudson Taylor, George Mueller, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. Of course, in the future, we'll probably get into some of those ones and share with you a little bit about those. Then he says, all these biographies are profitable in a number of points concerning the individual Christian life. They were good about the individual Christian life. They are very helpful to some extent. Brother Lee's cautioning us here. And he says, I personally have received much from these biographies. I read most of them in my youth. Oh, and then he says, we must realize, however, that the Lord's recovery has brought us absolutely back to his New Testament economy and the New Testament ministry. We must also realize that the 20 centuries of church history are a history of the deviation from these two points, the New Testament economy and the New Testament ministry. So, like you say, we need to be careful. When we get into these biographies, we need to realize that they saw something, but they didn't see the whole picture. They didn't see the full view of God's New Testament economy. And, you know, I can mention briefly that a few months ago, some of us went to visit the Museum of D.L. Moody north of here in Northfield, Massachusetts. And when we listened to the lady tell us about D.L. Moody, she said Moody was great in three things. Number one, ruined. She said three R's, ruined, then redeemed, then regenerated. And we realized that was Moody's ministry, ruined, redeemed, and regenerated, just to bring people to Christ. But he didn't see hardly anything concerning God's move and purpose to have the church life, the body of Christ. So we kind of joked and said, ruined, redeemed, regenerated, and recovered. We need a fourth R to add to a D.L. Moody. Of course, we'll get into D.L. Moody, but we have to realize Moody was really short concerning this matter of the church life.
Amen. Well, that's really a good word. And at this point, I think we'll conclude for today, Bill. And I just hope all the saints who are listening would be encouraged. I think we do have such a great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us and can really bring us some encouragement and would encourage us to press on during our time, that we also could have the great resolution in our heart to stand for the Lord and his purpose. So I'm just hopeful that we all would open to the Lord to receive his speaking, and we also would be nourished and fostered by the Lord in these podcasts that we're receiving. So I think we'll sign off here for today, and I appreciate the time together, Bill.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you.